Things yet again have gone from bad to worse for the corrupt Fulton County DA, Fannie Willis. Now the state of Georgia is officially stepping in and holding rogue prosecutors like Willis accountable for their flagrant politicized lawfare. We're going to see the latest on what Georgia officials are doing to crush the Democrats' desperate attempts at election interference. And then...
Just now, Ellie, what do you make of this?
Well, Jim, this is an undeniable setback for the district attorney.
Even CNN is admitting this is a disaster for the prosecution. We're going to look at what the legacy media is saying and what it means for Fannie Willis's imploding case. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button, and let's dive right in. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has just signed into law a bill designed to rein in rogue prosecutors like the utterly corrupt Fannie Willis. The new law grants a committee known as the Prosecuting Attorneys Qualifications Commission, just established last year, the authority to establish rules for disciplining and removing prosecutors who they believe are acting unethically. Now, specifically, Kemp is going after prosecutors who are deliberately abdicating their law enforcement responsibilities, particularly in Georgia's cities, as you know, soft on crime prosecutors, especially the ones that are being funded by George Soros. They're getting backlash all over the nation, even in places like San Francisco. They've launched successful recall efforts against their prosecutors who are overseeing a massive spike and violent crime, largely due to the fact that criminals no longer fear being prosecuted. Well, that's originally what this new law was designed to deter and remedy. But obviously, given what's happening in Fulton County, many are noting that this new law is exactly what states need to do to deter the weaponization of the law against political enemies, like we're seeing here with Fannie Willis. So what's so neat here is that if this judge in the case, Judge McAfee, does not remove Fannie Willis, this commission may step in and do just that. It offers another layer of accountability in the midst of the obvious corruption of the Fulton County DA's office. Now, Governor Kemp's actions follow on the heels of a Georgia Senate committee investigating Fannie Willis's conduct. They've subpoenaed defense attorneys such as Ashley Merchant, who've been testifying about how Fannie Willis and her boy toy Nathan Willis allegedly lied to the court about when their affair started. As for the latest on Fannie Willis's case, it's now being widely recognized that no matter what this judge or the committee does, her case against Trump has basically imploded. As we talked about in yesterday's video, Judge Scott McAfee has just thrown out six of the charges in the indictment, three of which deal directly with President Trump, at the heart of which was the controversial racketeering charge. That, in many ways, was the centerpiece of Willis's case against Trump, that he acted like a mob boss to get the Secretary of State in Georgia to overturn the election. It looks like that charge has now been thrown out, and it's all just gone downhill from there. Here's my namesake, Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Well, Bill, this is a very significant ruling in one respect, and that is the six counts include counts related to the January 2nd, 2021 call that Trump had with Georgia officials. And that call has produced a great deal of debate among many of us as to what the president meant and whether it's a viable basis for a criminal charge. What the court is saying is that you, in putting together this indictment, you went ahead and stated the crimes, but you really didn't explain in detail how Trump committed those crimes or these other defendants. And the court is saying you didn't give them notice for them to be able to put on a defense. He's absolutely right in that respect. I mean, it was one of the objections that many of us have made to the indictment, is that it's very loosely held together. I think it was a poorly crafted indictment. That doesn't mean that they can't come back and try to revive those counts, but that's going to cause a delay. If they have to come back with a superseding indictment, it's very likely that would push this beyond the election.
So there you have it. This case will be delayed until after the November election. There's really no way around that at this point. This case, now, no matter what, is not going to trial before the November election. And speaking of the November election, I want to make sure I see you this Friday for a special online event on election integrity. You know that with Biden's collapsing poll numbers, Democrats are going to try to pull another 2020 all over again. But we are a people of action, and that's why I'm sharing three actionable steps that you can take right now to protect the election in November. Now, I shared this plan with a number of you last month, and it was so helpful to so many of you, we decided to do it again. Every single patriot needs to hear this message. So I'm hosting a short virtual course off platform this Friday morning, March 15th, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're going to get into the details off platform because obviously YouTube isn't going to like what we have to say. Now, we're trying to limit this to only those of you who are ready to take action. So there are only 250 spots available. So don't wait on this. They can fill up literally by the end of the day, by the end of the hour. So don't wait. Click the link in the description below to register right now before those virtual seats get filled up. It's vitally important that this message gets disseminated far and wide so we can continue to ride the Trump train all the way to the White House in November. So click in the link in the description below or go to election.turleytalks.com right now to snag a seat.
And Ellie, I mean, the other question I had in my mind, and maybe Nick Valencia could help us on this question as well, this does not bode well for this case starting in a timely fashion. I mean, this potentially could be another delay in the case, theoretically.
Well, I guess you could look at it the other way and say, well, now we only have to deal with 34 counts instead of 40.
That's true.
This case, yeah, I mean, look, just looking at it pragmatically, but this case is not going to get tried to verdict before the November 2024 election. There's just no way. Even the DA is currently asking for an August 2024 trial start date. It takes the DA months to even pick a jury. There's another racketeering case in Georgia, high profile, but not this high profile, that took them, I think, 8 or 9 months to pick a jury. So there's just no realistic way that this case gets tried all the way to a verdict before November and the election.
Yeah, and I guess one thing that we need to look out for is the District Attorney Fannie Willis and her reaction to all of this. I mean, everybody remembers all too well the way she responded to that hearing about whether or not she should stay on the case. And she famously said, I'm not the one on trial here. The former president and all those co-defendants are on trial here. I mean, this is getting to be, I mean, this is going to be a very tough, fought out case when it finally gets, you know, to court and in front of a jury.
Yeah, there have been several screw-ups, frankly, by the DA throughout the history of this case. Going back to the investigative phase, the DA got herself disqualified from a small piece of the case because she created a political conflict of interest. The judge who was overseeing the grand jury removed Fannie Willis from the case. We've seen Fannie Willis make public statements in the church and elsewhere that have now been called into question that I think violate the ethics of prosecutorial rules. And now we've seen six of the charges thrown out of the case. And unlike the conflict of interest issue, this does go to the charges against the defendant. This does go to the indictment itself. And there is still a case. The lead charge, the racketeering case, is still in place. But this is a setback.
All right.
So let me translate that for you. Fannie Willis's goose is cooked. Okay? Her case against Trump just imploded. This thing is literally unraveling right before everyone's eyes. And there's nothing CNN can do about it. Nothing to show. They can't show for this anymore. Now, of course, originally, they did everything they possibly could to carry Fannie Willis's water. CNN did everything they could to pretend that this was some kind of valid case against Trump. Now that's over. You can see it. It's over. They're admitting that the whole purpose of this case, which was to interfere with the 2024 election, that ain't going to happen. And if that's not going to happen, then there's no point in even giving this thing the time of day. Even CNN is admitting this. So things have obviously gone from bad to worse for Fannie Willis, for the Democrats, and ultimately for bumbling Biden himself.